A seventh person has died from the mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Police are charging the gunman with multiple counts this evening. Officials said today that the 21-year-old pre-planned the July 4th attack for several weeks. Nearly 40 other people were injured after the suspect fired over 70 rounds of ammunition during a holiday parade. While the community grieves, law enforcement is still trying to determine a motive. Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage with this report.
The scene of chaos yesterday allegedly came from a calculated plan weeks in the making. Police in Illinois today released more information about Robert Bobby Cremo, the 21-year-old accused of carrying out yesterday's deadly mass shooting. Officials say he used an AR-15-style rifle, with a second one found with him when he was arrested, plus other handguns at his residence. All were bought legally and locally, but authorities provided no other details on how. Deputy Chief Christopher Covelli said the gunman climbed onto a roof via a fire escape before shooting down on the crowd.
During the attack, Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Authorities said concern about the suspect was raised twice in 2019, a suicide attempt, which was handled by mental health officials, and separately, a threat to his family.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest.
Today, the parade route was behind police lines, still scattered with abandoned belongings of those who fled in terror. The scene joined a bloody collage. A church, school, and grocery store all have been recent sites of mass murder. This time, it was the heavily Jewish Chicago suburb of Highland Park that was terrorized by gun violence. Police said the shooter's motive was still unclear.
We have no information to suggest at this point it was racially motivated by religion or any other protected status.
Witnesses described a community shattered.
Everyone's pretty shaken. I think you're used to hearing about this stuff elsewhere, but it definitely hits a lot harder when, you know, it's not only your hometown, but it's also like right in front of you.
The ages of those killed or wounded spanned from 8 to 85. Among the dead, 78-year-old Nicholas Toledo, grandfather with 8 children. He was visiting his family, who described him as their guardian angel. Another victim, Jackie Sundheim, a teacher and lifelong member of a nearby synagogue. The congregation said her warmth and kindness touched them all. Also killed, victims named today, were Irina and Kevin McCarthy, parents to a surviving 2-year-old, 64-year-old Catherine Goldstein, and 88-year-old Stephen Strauss. The accused gunman who unleashed the chaos had a history of glorifying mass murders on far-right internet forums. The United States has seen at least 315 mass shootings this year, defined as 4 or more people injured or shot. At the White House, flags flew at half-staff to mourn a tragic, and now very familiar, American Day. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.